I'm Michael Max, and I would like to share with you some thoughts on an app that has recently come to my attention that's very, very helpful if you're in the process of learning Chinese medicine, and more importantly, if you would like to learn some basic medical Chinese that will help you in your study. You know, I love books. I love everything about them, from the way the paper feels to the selection of the typeface, the way an author crafts his or her words, and the weight in the heft is a tangible reminder of how someone has generously given their time and labor so that I might learn something new. It's harder to feel this kind of connection with a computer app, but that does not mean the creation of an app is any less arduous or thoughtful. It still requires a keen mind and a generous spirit to take an idea and bring it to fruition in the service of helping someone else. The Essential Chinese Medical Characters app provides a focused and streamlined way to learn the basic vocabulary of Chinese medicine in the palm of your hand. It is easier to learn and think about Chinese medicine.
Hi everyone, Anne Cecil Sturman here. I'd like to let you know about the Classical Medicine Academy, a place where students and seasoned practitioners gather to deepen their working knowledge of the complete classical acupuncture and dietary systems. CMA is subscription-based and live online, providing 20 hours per month of question and answer sessions in acupuncture, channel practice, dietary medicine, cultivation and Qigong classes, plus self-paced courses in many subjects, including pulse diagnosis, plus hundreds of hours of archived classes in dietary medicine taught by my husband, Andrew Sturman, plus hundreds of hours of archived classes taught by me, Cody Dodo, and Daniel Post. Join our heart-centered community and bring questions and cases for discussion. You'll be invited to join our private Facebook community group, where over 750 people network to discuss cases and theory with classical practitioners on five continents. Welcome to the Classical Medicine Academy tab on my website, annececilsturman.com. See you there.
If you understand a little Chinese. And here's the good news. The technical language of Chinese medicine is not that extensive. Think about any technical language we have in English, be it computers, biochemistry, quantum physics, or even plumbing. All technical languages are a subset of the larger language. And once you know them, it's much easier to operate in that realm. The Essential Chinese Medicine Characters app allows you to work with both simplified and traditional characters. You can choose the category that you'd like to study, for example, acupuncture, herbs, pathology, or theory. You'll see how the character shows up in context with common terms within the context of Chinese medicine, which helps you to tie together concepts and connections that would otherwise be invisible to you if you're only looking at the pinyin. And as a bonus for those of you that learn kinesthetically, you can learn to write the characters, which for me was an essential way to learn the language, as I'm more kinesthetically wired than auditorily, and knowing how to write the character made it a lot easier for me to hear it and impossible to forget it. The Taixin is a gentle and effective tool for treating patients without inserting acupuncture needles. Using a Taixin causes no pain or discomfort, allowing practitioners to treat even the most sensitive of people. Using the Taixin invites practitioners to evolve senses and dormant capacities. Humans are capable of great subtlety, far greater than we often believe. Working with the Taixin compels us to confront many of our assumptions about what makes acupuncture effective. This exciting journey of self-discovery helps practitioners to refocus how they practice acupuncture. If you'd like to dig in deeper, check out episode 303, where I talk about all things Taixin with Dr. Bob Quinn. Blue Poppy carries a series of handcrafted Taixins created by a silversmith cooperative in San Pancho, Mexico. They also offer many videos on their YouTube channel, which provides basic instruction on how to use a Taixin and other non-insertive tools that they carry. Dr. Bob Quinn's best-selling book on how to effectively use the Taixin is also available. Visit www.bluepoppy.com for teishins and other fine Japanese acupuncture tools. This app is easy to use, and while lacking the complexity and depth of digital resources like Playco or Wenlin, it is, hands down, the best app I've seen for learning some basic medical Chinese. Chinese medicine is already difficult to learn. It takes time, attention, repetition, and practice. The Essential Chinese Medical Characters app can make your journey of becoming a Chinese medicine practitioner a little bit easier. And beyond that, it's fun. This is the second app from creator Toby Daly, his first one focused on Chinese medical nutrition, which is a useful resource for when patients say, "What should I eat?" Because you can input your diagnosis into the app and it will email your patient a list of the foods that they should eat or avoid. Both of these apps are available wherever you buy your apps and are reasonably priced given the niche focus that they serve and the functionality that they contain. You can get more information over at flourishmedicine.com. Now, go out there and xue dian zhongwen, hao bu hao? Thanks as always for listening. If you liked this conversation, if you learned something new or found a moment of inspired insight, share the episode with your friends. If you want to support Geological, there's just one way to do that. It's by going to the website and becoming a member or leaving a one-time contribution today. Well, folks, that's it for today. Join us again next Tuesday for another conversation that connects up the voices of our community.